I'm Steve Miller reporting. Syrian state television says inspectors from the Global Chemical Weapons Watchdog have entered Douma, where a suspected chemical attack killed dozens of people earlier this month. Bill Gallo has more.
There was no immediate comment from the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons, but the U.S. State Department had accused Russia of trying to block the inspectors from investigating the deadly attack in Douma. Russia had blamed the delays on airstrikes carried out Saturday. Bill Gallo, VOA News.
Shirley Smith reports that Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has several important issues to discuss with U.S. President Donald Trump during a two-day visit that starts later today.
The Japanese Prime Minister has voiced fears that short- and medium-range missiles that pose a threat to Japan might not be part of the U.S. negotiations with the leader of North Korea. And he said he worries that Trump may, quoting now, end up accepting North Korea's possession of nuclear weapons. Abe is also expected to push for exemptions on the new U.S. tariffs on steel and aluminum imports that have been granted to several key U.S. allies. Shirley Smith, Washington.
Michael Cohen, President Donald Trump's longtime personal lawyer, who is under investigation for his business dealings, has provided legal advice to Fox News host Sean Hannity, one of Trump's most prominent media supporters. The dramatic revelation came on Monday during a court hearing in New York, where lawyers for Cohen and Trump argued for permission to determine whether thousands of pages of documents FBI agents seized from Cohen last week should be subject to attorney-client privilege. For additional stories as well as in-depth coverage, visit our website or download our app. This is VOA News. Tuesday, Myanmar President Win Myint granted amnesty to more than 8,500 prisoners. Jeff Custer has that story.
The amnesty coincided with Myanmar's traditional New Year. It was granted to 8,490 Myanmar citizens and 51 foreigners. It also reportedly included at least 36 political prisoners. A statement from the presidential spokesman said those released included the aged, people in ill health, and drug offenders. It also said 36 of those to be freed had been listed as political prisoners by the Independent Assistance Association for Political Prisoners. Jeff Custer, VOA News.
The Kremlin said on Tuesday it did not understand the basis for British and U.S. allegations that Russia was conducting a global cyber espionage campaign. Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov told reporters in a conference call that London and Washington had not presented any evidence.
We don't know what these new accusations are based on. These accusations are voiced so easily, and no one bothers to find any reasoning whatsoever. So we treat such allegations accordingly.
The United States and Britain said Monday that Russian government-backed hackers had influenced computer routers around the world targeting government agencies, businesses, and critical infrastructure. South African President Cyril Ramaphosa appointed a team of business and finance experts Monday to hunt the globe for $100 billion in investment to boost the ailing economy. The team of economic envoys includes ex-finance minister Trevor Manuel, as well as a former top banker. French President Emmanuel Macron warned Tuesday that Europe is splintering into a civil war between democratic and authoritarian states. Jill Craig has more.
In a speech to the European Parliament in Strasbourg, France, Macron called for the 28-nation European Union to unite against populist nationalist trends that have endangered Europe's concept as a liberal democratic stronghold. He spoke as Britain is leaving the EU next year, Eurosceptic populists have won elections in Hungary and Italy, and the EU confronts the Polish government over judicial independence. Macron declared that for a Europe faced with authoritarianism, the answer is not democratic authoritarianism, but the authority of democracy. Jill Craig, VOA News.
British officials say the nerve agent used to poison former Russian spy Sergei Skripal and his daughter was delivered in liquid form and that it will take months to remove all traces of the toxin. The Environment Department says 9 sites need specialist cleaning. From Washington, I'm Steve Miller, VOA News.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's Border Crossings with Larry London from VOA.